Previously on Desperate Housewives.
Your spleen has wandered close to your heart. We gotta take it out.
Get your insurance figured out by then,
There was the bad news.
There's a cop I want you to talk to. His name is Sullivan.
The file on Noah's daughter.
The discomforting news.
Thanks.
Are you hiding someone in your house? Tell me your secrets. I'll understand.
Okay.
And the news no one should know.
She told me it was first.
Once a month, the creme de la creme of Fairview Society would attend a semi-formal luncheon at the home of Maxine Bennett. Everyone loved these elegant get-togethers. Everyone, that is. But a certain red-headed housewife who was convinced Maxine was a liar. You see, Maxine liked to brag that she did all her own cooking. And because each course was served promptly, presented with flair, and it was positively mouth-watering, Bree knew Maxine had had some help. And sadly for Maxine, Bree intended to prove it.
Maxine, once again, this entire lunch was just out of this world. I just happened to get the number of your caterer.
What a nice compliment. No, I'm afraid this is all my doing.
It was a triumph, an absolute triumph.
Oh, come on. Do you honestly expect us to believe that you had the time to prepare a 6-course meal for 10 women? Even I couldn't make this and have time to get ready for a party.
Well, perhaps you're just not as organized as I am. You'll excuse me.
Bree, what's gotten into you?
I have the same recipe for English plum pudding. It takes 6 hours to prepare. How would she have time to make all of this and everything else that we ate today? This is not the pudding of an honest woman.
FBI, open up!
What on earth?
Looking for Maxine Bennett.
I'm Maxine.
We have a warrant to search the premises, ma'am.
A warrant? I'm in the middle of a luncheon.
Over here.
Founder.
What?
Maxine Bennett, you're under arrest for involuntary servitude.
Is this the woman who locked you up?
Beat you away!
Bree, what's going on?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think Maxine had a slave.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
But Bree could. You see, for her, the proof was in the pudding. The world is filled with unlikely friendships. Odd pairings that to the casual observer make absolutely no sense at all. But if we look closer, we can see why these alliances form. After all, a shared purpose can give even mortal enemies common ground.
Bree, we have a question for you.
Oh, what is it?
Well, we were just wondering. Actually, we were curious about,
What the hell's going on with you and Betty Applewhite?
Yeah.
That. Excuse me? Well, from the day that dead body showed up, nobody was yelling, oh, the Applewhites are involved louder than you. And the next thing we know, you're having Betty over for poker? What gives?
She makes it sound like we're angry, and we're not angry.
I'm a little angry.
Can we talk about this later? I have ice cream in here.
Bree, could this flip-flop have something to do with the fact that Danielle's dating Matthew? Yeah, that would get her.
Who told you that?
Mrs. McCloskey. She saw them making out in the park.
Edie?
What?
Can't you sugarcoat it a little?
I did. He had his hand down her shirt.
Bree, we know that you have a good reason for wanting Betty to hang out with us. We just wondered if you could clue us in a little. When it comes to Betty Applewhite, I know what I'm doing. And you two are just going to have to trust me. And if you can't do that, then perhaps I've overestimated the depth of our friendship. Now, if you'll excuse me.
What a bitch.
Edie, can you...
I was sugarcoating it.
Oh! None of that in here.
Come on, maybe if we remind Ed that I'm shacking up with a senior VP, he'll stop killing all my pitches.
You've only been here a week. Why don't you give yourself a break?
Well, you know the ad game. I've only got a certain amount of time to make my mark before he kicks me to the curb. Look, I'm just asking you. Jump in every once in a while. Throw me some rope, you know, when Ed's on the warpath.
I can't protect you. You're going to have to find a way to click with Ed yourself.
And then the pig, he rubs his stomach, and he goes,
farm fresh bacon. I'll make a piggy out of you, too.
So, the pig actually eats the bacon?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I don't see the client doing a happy dance over the whole cannibalism theme.
Well, Tom, why don't you pitch him the other idea you came up with last night? You know, the one where people love bacon so much they want to keep it a secret?
What, like a secret underground society of bacon eaters?
More like my college fraternity where, you know, everybody wanted in, but we only took the coolest guys.
You were Greek?
Alpha Tau Omega.
I was Phi Cap.
You?
And I don't remember you having to be that cool to pledge ATO.
Look, if I had a nickel for every Phi Cap that I tied naked to a freeway sign...
Scavo, if you were my pledge, I'd have made you my bitch.
Oh, you think so? You know what? I'm liking this whole fraternity angle. Yeah?
You know what? Let's talk about it over lunch. You're buying.
God. Hello. What's going on?
Gabrielle, I want you to meet someone. This is Xiaomei.
She's the young lady who was forced to work for Maxine Bennett.
Oh, the slave. Wow. Looks well fed.
The church is making arrangements for her to return to China, but until then, she needs a place to stay.
So I offered up our guest room.
Really? Baby, can I talk to you for a second? Oh, you nuts!
It's only for a couple of days.
Oh, this time? You are quickly becoming Father Crowley's go-to guy for charity cases.
And that's a bad thing.
When he turns our house into a Catholic Underground Railroad, yes.
You know who you are, Gabby? You're the kind of person who would have turned away Mary and Joseph from the inn.
Well, they should have called ahead. Don't brush your hair at the table.
Are you talking to me? Does this mean you've finally forgiven me?
Why should I? You betrayed this family and you're not even sorry.
Don't be such a drama queen.
If the Applewhites go to the police and tell them that your brother ran over Mrs. Solis, he could go to prison. How can you not understand that?
They won't talk about Andrew as long as you don't go to the police about Caleb.
What did this Caleb do exactly? And why on earth are they hiding him?
Why don't you go to Mrs. Applewhite and tell her you really need to know what's going on? I bet if you were really nice, she'd tell you the truth.
Is that what you really think, Danielle? I should go to Mrs. Applewhite, be nice, and then she'll hand over all her secrets?
Yeah.
When I was young, my stepmother told me that I was very lucky. I possessed beauty, wit, cunning, and insight. These were weapons all women needed to survive in the world.
So
take good care of your looks, Danielle. You don't have any other weapons at your disposal.
Hi. I need an operation on my spleen, and I just found out I don't have medical insurance. Is there anyone I can sue? After the embezzlement, Lonnie let the policy lapse. Now he's in jail, and I'm gonna die.
Susie, you're not gonna die. I'll get into it with the insurance company.
No, there isn't time for you to deal with the red tape. My spleen is going careening into my heart. I need that operation now.
You know, I'd loan you the money myself, but Edie and I just plopped down our savings in a ski condo.
I don't need a loan. I need coverage. I mean, what if there are complications? I don't have a safety net.
What in the hell are you doing?
I'm saying a little prayer.
Oh, for puke's sake.
What? I'm desperate here. Do you have any other ideas?
As a matter of fact, I do. What you need is a husband.
What?
The only way to get a good health plan is to marry into one.
Edie, come on.
No, I think she's onto something.
Yeah, if we find a guy with the right plan, you could have a sham wedding on a Monday night and be fully covered Tuesday morning.
I can't believe you're actually considering this.
The surgeon is slicing me open a week from tomorrow. What other choice do I have?
All we have to do is find a guy who's willing to marry you. You know, come to think of it, a little prayer might not be such a bad idea after all.
Pat, we're all here, so send the call in as soon as you get it.
$200 says you can't do that three times in a row.
Huh?
You catch three of those, $200. What do you say there, Scavel?
You're on. Here we go.
Thrown by me.
I'm sorry. I thought we were here to talk about the Farm Fresh rollout.
They got to be catchable, big guy.
Hey, just let me worry about the shooting.
Come on.
That's one.
Guys.
Nice moves.
One more, big guy.
Guys, please.
That's...
Ow! Ow! That wasn't even catchable!
You know what, maybe not. It's totally worth the $200.
Woo! Well, you got me.
You're reeking little monkey man.
Oh, I love this guy.
Oh. Hi. To sit around all day? I mean, shouldn't you be out experiencing Western civilization while you have the chance? What are you doing?
I fixed.
No, this is couture. This rip has to be fixed by an experienced tailor. You can't just... Holy crap, the stitching is perfect.
Hungry?
Did you make all of this? Oh, for me? Okay.
Oh my God.
You like?
I like a lot.
Like that?
Yeah, it's nice. Do you know what they do to people in China who speak out against the government?
Mm.
They put them in forced labor camps. Isn't that awful?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's such a repressive regime. We forget how good we have it.
Yes, we do.
Don't you think Xiaomei would like it better here in America? I mean, where she could learn about freedom and democracy and stuff?
Does this have anything to do with you making Xiaomei do housework?
What?
I just came from downstairs and found her waxing the floor. She told me you asked her to put on two coats.
Well, first of all, that was her idea. Second of all, I can't have this conversation until you've tasted her crab pots.
She just got done being a slave, and she wants to go back to China. We can't force her to stay here and be our maid.
Well, who's forcing her? We'll pay her whatever she wants. And the best part is, with her resume, any wage will look good.
No way, baby. Mm-mm.
Look. What? What? So you don't get what you want? You just walk off empowered?
Oh, this isn't about me. This is about our great nation. And I have no intention of sexually satisfying a man who isn't willing to stand up for and help spread the ideals and values of the United States of America.
Sometimes she is a little hard to stomach, but she means well.
That's...
Oh, there she is. I came as soon as I got your message. Is this...
This is Gary Grantham, your future ex-husband.
Wow, nice to meet you.
Hey, listen, I've got to meet a client. I've got to go. So just talk amongst yourselves and...
You two make a very handsome couple.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
So do you want to get married on Wednesday? This Thursday and Friday, I'm out of town.
Oh, yeah, sure, that's Wednesday's great. I'm just curious, how did Edie convince you to do this so quickly?
Well, she explained your situation to me. I'm sort of in need of a fake bride myself, so I figured, what the heck?
Why would you need a fake bride?
I'm gay, and I've never come out to my mother.
Really?
At first, I just didn't want to upset her. Then she got older, she got emphysema and diverticulitis, and I started thinking if I just kept my mouth shut, one day nature would take its course, and we could avoid what is sure to be a very ugly scene.
So what changed?
She told me at her 81st birthday party last month the only reason she's hanging on is to see me get married.
Oh, so by marrying me...
Yeah, I get my inheritance that much sooner. No, but mostly I want to make sure she's happy. Well, you seem very nice, Susie. It will be a pleasure being married to you.
Likewise.
Here, you finish the rest of the fries.
Here's your mail and your pills.
Oh, more pills. Stillman, where did this come from?
I don't know. It was in with your other mail.
Get me the phone. Sullivan, it's me. I just got some news and I need to get you involved. Looks like Delfino's been holding out on me.
The next morning, Bree came up with a plan to get to the truth she so desperately needed. As she watched the Applewhites leave their house, she thought of how much she had trusted the previous owners, and how much they had trusted her.
I live down the street. I'm a friend of your mother's.
She's not home.
I know. I came to see you.
Me?
Yes. Your mother told me all about you, and I thought it might be nice if we had a little visit. I brought you some homemade cobbler.
Right here, follow the donut. Here we go. We got the people.
What's going on? Well, Ed bet Tom that he wouldn't eat a donut out of the toilet. Isn't it disgusting?
No, it's got to be fully dunked. Now, I don't want the glaze to repel the water.
Whoa, slight delay, people. I'm requesting a scrub down. Does anybody know where they keep the toilet brush?
Just for one second. Hey, I never thought I'd have to ask you this, but are you about to eat a donut out of the toilet?
Yeah, for the Galveston Jewelers account.
I don't care. You're not going to do this.
Look, Lynette, you're the one who told me to find a way to click with Ed. Well, now we've got our thing. And it's paying off for me.
That's because Ed gets off on humiliating you. Please, don't do this.
We're waiting, Scavo. This is my moment.
So, Caleb, besides your mother and brother, does anybody else know that you're here?
No. You're pretty.
Thank you. That's very sweet. So, where have you been living this whole time? Upstairs?
No. I just moved upstairs. My room's downstairs.
Downstairs?
In the basement. You want to see it?
Down here all these months?
Yeah.
Did your mother make you wear those?
Most of the time.
Oh my God. Sweetheart, I don't understand. Why in the world would your mother treat you that way?
I hurt a girl.
A girl?
Yeah. And then she died.
Oh.
Her name was Melanie. She was pretty. Just like you.
I should know I'm getting married.
To the doctor?
No, no. No, to a gay guy. How did you know about the doctor?
People talk, so you're marrying a gay guy.
I need health insurance, because I've got this wandering spleen, and that sounds funny, spleen wandering, but actually it's not funny because it can bang into things. So I need health insurance, so I'm getting married tomorrow, and... probably think I'm crazy, right?
Well, can I wait? The surgery.
No. Can't wait.
Because it's really not that crazy.
How you doing, man?
Susan, could you give me a minute?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry. That was really...
What do you want?
Not what I want, Delfino. It's what Noah Taylor wants. Where's his grandkid? Well, let's skip the part where you don't know anything about anything. Mr. Taylor wants to chat.
What if I say no?
Then I've got to find the kid myself. My guess is he or she is somewhere around here close. Your old girlfriend. She's got a daughter, right? Maybe I should start by paying her a visit.
Her daughter's not the one.
Yeah, well, given your track record... I might want to check that out for myself.
Tell him I'll be there in the morning.
Oh, so pretty. You like nice things? That's why I think you're stupid, for not wanting to stay here. You could be around my nice things all the time. Taking care of them. How fun would that be? Well, I'm sure it's a lot more fun than you'd have in that tiny, godforsaken village of yours. You know, we're probably more alike than people would guess. I'm from a small town, too. My folks had nothing. That's why I love America. Anything is possible. You like that? Old fat stockbroker gave this to me. It's not worth anything. You can have it.
Ah, 你真的替我太好了，谢谢你啊。
Yes. Okay. Glad you like it. You can brush my hair.
Come on, what about?
the best I could do on such short notice.
Okay.
Okay. Susan, this is my best man, Stephen. He's also my life partner.
Oh, hi. It's nice to meet you.
Baby, be nice.
Yes. I'm sorry you have cancer.
Cancer?
Isn't that the point of this whole charade? Gary said you needed insurance.
Oh, yes. No, I do need insurance. I just don't have cancer. I have a wandering spleen.
I said it was like cancer.
Is there a problem?
No. Everything's fine. Let's just go to the chapel. Shall we?
I made a wedding cake. I hope you enjoy it.
So, are we ready to get started?
Oh, you have a thing to play music? I had Stephen burn a little wedding mix for us, for ambiance.
Sure, just give me a sec.
Do you have a problem?
You said she was sick.
She is. She has a wandering spleen.
It sounds nothing like cancer. It doesn't even sound real.
Well, it is. I could die.
You look fine to me, honey.
Don't do this.
I have asked you 6 times to fly with me to Holland and get married, and you always have some lame excuse. But the second some chick with a silly disease comes along, you drop everything and head for a chapel.
Oh, no, it's a serious illness. See, it just sounds silly because of the word spleen.
What do you want from me?
I want you to worry about my feelings half as much as you worry about your mother's.
What is it going to take to make you happy? Not go through with the wedding? Is that what you're asking?
No, stop right there. Okay, I would love to see you two crazy kids get hitched in Holland, more than anyone, with the tulips and the clogs in front of a windmill, the whole shebang. But unless I get this surgery, my spleen is going to slam straight into my heart and explode. So, you know, seeing as I'm just a nice person and I always support gay rights, let's just do this. And then I'll have a husband and insurance when nobody gets hurt.
Stephen.
She's just...
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. My hands are tied. I'm really sorry. Stephen, wait. Stephen, where are you going?
Adam, people in that world, what's love
got to do? Finally got the sound system working. Where's the groom?
Hey, Susie Q.
What's wrong? For newlywed, you don't have much spring in your step.
I didn't get married.
Really?
Got to the altar, but the whole fake wedding thing sort of imploded.
Wow. I'm sorry.
I still don't have insurance. I need to get that operation. I'm really screwed.
Well, why don't I just marry you?
What?
I've got a fantastic health plan. You'd be covered instantly.
But we were actually married.
Look, Susie, I've always felt awful about walking out on you the way I did, and I figure if we do this, I'd basically be saving your life. I figure I owe you one.
Carl.
So what do you say? Will you marry me, Susan Meyer? Again?
What the hell?
Carl!
What are we going to do about Edie?
We can't tell her.
She'd kill us both.
Yeah, it'd be our little secret.
We've really enjoyed having you as a guest, right, Gabby?
Absolutely.
Shema, you are a very special girl, so you take care, okay? Oh!
Thanks for all your help, Carlos.
My pleasure, Father. Bye-bye.
Ladies.
Please don't tell me you're crying just because you can't have the maid you want.
Carlos, she wouldn't have been just a maid. She would have been the best damn maid ever.
God, you're pathetic.
Shut up.
Hey. Something's going on.
Is
there a problem?
Xiaomei doesn't want to go back to China. She wants to stay here and work for you.
What? Why?
你替我非常好，我们两个人好像是一家人。
She says Mrs. Solis treated her with more kindness than she's ever known. She now thinks of you two as family.
Oh, really? Oh, of course you can stay.
Oh. Gabby.
Carlos, she thinks of us as family.
I'm ready to hear those farm fresh concepts. Conference room in 5. Toilet boy.
You are so not allowed to complain to me.
I know. You were right, okay? So now I'm known throughout the advertising world as Toilet Boy.
Tell him you're done with the games. You don't want to play anymore.
No. I can't. If I back down now, he'll see it as a sign of weakness. Look, this is the way that guys do business.
What?
So, he called it. He made me his bitch. Come on.
You know, Ed, I've been thinking. We've had a lot of fun and games around here lately, but maybe it's time to set a slightly more professional tone in the office.
Oh, I get it. Somebody went running to Mommy, didn't he? Huh?
What?
Tom loses a few bets, so he tries to get his wife to make me back off? Oh, this is so alpha tough. I am going to make him pay.
No, you're not going to make him pay. You are going to stop this now.
This is my company. If people want to work here, they play by my rules.
Ed!
What?
I'm calling you out.
Huh?
Yes, you're right. This is your company, so I'll play by your rules. What do I have to do to get you to stop this frat boy crap? Shave my eyebrows, come to work naked, name your stakes.
No time for this.
What's wrong, Ed? You afraid a FICAP's gonna get beaten by a girl? Come on, big man. Just a little bet.
As you know, I think that making the workplace fun is good for morale, but Lynette here thinks that our shenanigans have gone a little out of hand. Hold on. I respect Lynette's work ethic. So, we've decided to settle the matter with a little test of intestinal fortitude. If she can eat 1 pound of our client's fine farm fresh pork product raw, there'll be a moratorium on wagering in the office.
I know you were doing this for me. You don't need to do this. I don't need you fighting my fights.
I am not fighting your fights. This is my fight. So guys do business, right?
So disgusting.
We're counting on you.
Well, we're young.
Shame and defeat, Lynette. No shame at all.
There she's
What? She took the bet.
But this is fun, people.
So, can this be a place of business again, Ed? No more games?
Sure. Sucked all the fun out of it anyway.
That is really something.
Thanks. Could you scrounge me up a bucket?
Caleb said a nice red-haired lady came to visit him.
Come on in, Betty. Did you drink?
This is not a social call, Bree. Did you or did you not break into my home and talk to my son?
Caleb and I had a very lovely chat. Yes.
If you ever come near him again, there will be hell to pay. Do you understand?
Aren't you going to ask me what we talked about? The name, Melanie Foster came up. I'm gonna pour you a drink now, Betty, because we're about to have a very honest discussion, and I think you're gonna need a little help getting through it.
His name's Zach Young. He lives with his father. Mother committed suicide about a year ago.
How did he end up with these people?
How do you think? Deirdre was strung out, Noah. She gave him up.
I want to see this boy.
Well, he's got a new family now. I can't just snap my fingers and get him in here.
Maybe not, but I can snap my fingers and Detective Sullivan can make it happen.
You don't want to do that.
No?
Is that really the way you want to meet him? Have that thug drag him in here so Grandpa can give him a hug?
Fine. You bring him. I'll give you 2 days.
As you know, I'm on a bit of a clock here.
When Caleb was born and the doctors discovered that he was different, I didn't even cry. It was the most painful moment of my life. I didn't shed a single tear. I just thought to myself, what's the point? He is my son and I have to raise him as best I can. Now that's my job. In a lot of ways, I feel so blessed. Caleb is challenged, but he has such a sweet nature. I'm sure you noticed that when you came to visit.
Yes, I did. I also noticed that you had him chained in the basement.
That's because of Melanie Foster. Melanie was a girl that Matthew dated. She was a debutante. And like typical teenagers, their relationship was full of drama. They were always breaking up, getting back together, breaking up. One night after one of their big blow-ups, Caleb somehow convinced Melanie to meet him down at our local lumber yard. I can only imagine that she thought he was bringing some kind of apology from Matthew, but he wasn't. Caleb told Melanie he was in love with her and that if he was her boyfriend, he would never break up with her. And she laughed in his face. He tried to show her he was serious by kissing her. And she hit him. He doesn't remember a lot of what happened after that, but he does know that he got very, very angry. And that there was an axe lying on the ground nearby him. Yes. for what was really my crime.
Your crime?
It was my responsibility. I was supposed to protect him from himself. I am his mother. That was my job.
Is filled with unlikely friendships. How do they begin? With one person desperately in need and another willing to lend a helping hand. When such kindness is offered, we're finally able to see the worth of those we had previously written off. And before we know it, a bond has formed. Regardless of whether others can understand it. Yes, unlikely friendships start up every day. No one understands this more than the lonely. In fact, it's what they count on.